when the wind blows puts me back in Manitoba many moons ago.
And for one final look at our abandoned Manitoba column for the year 2023, we welcome Gordon Goldsborough from the Manitoba Historical Society. Good morning, Gordon.
Good morning, Bruce.
So what are we discussing this week, this final installment of 2023?
Well, you're right. And I thought that would make it a good opportunity for us to review, well, the various noteworthy people who passed away in 2023. And the Manitoba Historical Society has been tracking this for quite a long time. We have a list on our website called Memorable Manitobans. And so I thought I would just list for our listeners some of the noteworthy people we lost.
Do we know how many there were?
Well,
the past?
There's the rub. You know, we don't have an accurate count because we're always at the mercy of available information.
Right.
For example, yesterday I contacted a friend at Brandon and said, you know, do you have any names? And he listed a whole bunch. And it's like, wow, how did I miss all of those? And so I'm willing to bet that there's probably many more out there that listeners are going to say, hey, you forgot so-and-so. And
we'd welcome their emails.
Oh, absolutely.
Yes,
yeah, absolutely. Right now I have 95 on the list.
Mm-hmm.
And I say, if people want to see more information about them, because to be honest, all we're really going to be able to say here today is, you know, who they are and maybe just a little tidbit about what they did. But if you want to know more about each one, we do have a biography of each of them on the Manitoba Historical Society website. If you go to mhs.mb.ca/mm. MM for Memorable Manitobans. So I thought, well, just to organize things, I would sort the names by categories that are organized alphabetically. So let's start with A, which stands for the arts, both performing and fine arts.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we have three names that I'm aware of. One is Don McMaster, a landscape painter. He was incredibly talented. I love his work. He passed away a few months ago. Danny Schur, the composer and producer, of course, the Strike movie.
Mm-hmm.
Helen Granger Young, a talented sculptor, her work all over the city here in Winnipeg.
And there must be more.
Like
but we say, you can email us with anybody that you know, weekend@cbc.ca, or we'll give you Gordon's email at the end of this. Okay, moving along alphabetically, what's next?
Well, business. And there's a whole lot of names, starting with Dick Bonnycastle. He was responsible for Harlequin, you know, as in the romance novels.
Oh, yeah.
William Bowman of the Bowman Group. Murray Cormack of Manitoba Pool, the grain company. Jan den Oudsten of New Flyer Industries. Marcel de Sautel of Creditel. Bob Kent, he was a management consultant. Bud Leach of Leach Printing in Brandon. Art Morrow, a multifaceted businessman and philanthropist. Donald Reimer of Reimer Express Lines. Harvey Tallman of Princess Auto. Ross Turner of Genstar, Norm Van Elslander of Gondola Pizza. In fact, he coined its signature line, incomparable, and Neil Wood of Cadillac Fairview.
All right, business, what do we got next?
Community activists. You know, the idea here is that these people are especially active in some way in a particular group. So we have Atish Maniar from the Hindu Society, Margaret McPherson of the United Church, Shirley Richardson, a well-known philanthropist here in Winnipeg, Guy Savoie, he was particularly active in Brandon.
Yes.
We talked about him here a number of months ago and with respect to the bowling alley in Brandon that he created.
Mm-hmm.
He later came back to Winnipeg and did a lot of work in St. Boniface. Monica Singh was involved with the Manitoba Ethnocultural Advocacy and Advisory Council. And Margaret Taylor, who is credited as being the founder of Mothers Against Drunk Driving here in Canada.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, next.
Educators. Now, I confess that I'm particularly receptive to teachers and university professors.
Of course.
But I would argue that they have a disproportionate impact on many young lives, and they probably won't even know the impact they have. So ones that we lost in 2023 include Julian Allard, John Barsby, David Campbell, Jack Carnegie, Walter Cheslock, Dorothy Cox, Bob Davies, Marshall Effler, Merrill Groff, Norm Harvey, Dick Johnson, Howard Lowen, Bob McIntosh, Fred Merritt. In fact, Fred Merritt was known for his bells at Tech Voc. He started choirs of bells and before he went to Alberta and continued his work
there. You mean like handbells?
Handbells.
Oh,
yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. I mean, in some communities, we're really well known.
Mm-hmm.
Jack Moore, Donna Norell, John Pungente, Art Reimer, Al Rogeson. Oh, and I have to say about Al, was a good friend in Brandon at Brandon University, and I consider him to be one of the most talented amateur naturalists. Well, no, not amateur. He was a professional, I would say. So knowledgeable about the vegetation of Manitoba. Ron Stevens, Esther Weeb, and Dennis Wilson, a whole bunch of really influential educators there.
All right, with E out of the way, what's next?
G, for government.
Good.
So in the realm of politics, well-known names we lost in 2023 include Bill Barlow. In fact, I was just at his funeral 2 days ago.
Oh.
Heartfelt. Mayor of Gimli, so nice a guy with terrible loss. David Gislason, he was the Reeve of Bifrost, but really multi-talented, many, many things that he was good at. Joseph Marion, a former MLA. In the civil service, we lost Peter Boychuk. The name might not resonate with many people until you hear that he was the inventor of the Orbit garbage receptacle.
Ah, yes.
And we lost him this year. And Cam Mackey, who is the architect of several federal social programs.
All right, into the H's now.
Well, this should be a category near and dear to my heart.
Yes.
Historians. And we have Vera Fast, who was a noted archivist and historian. Bob Jordan, if you ever visited the museum in Darlingford, a wonderful museum, by the way, he was its leader for many years. And Bill Reimer, who was the chair of the Boundary Trail Heritage Region. So many noteworthy people we lost there.
Next is...
Under L for lawyers.
Great.
And we lost Murdoch Mackay, who is not, by the way, the same as the Murdoch Mackay for whom the Winnipeg Collegiate is named. This guy is a lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
We lost Harvey Pollack, who, in addition to practicing law, is, I think, well known as a whistler.
A whistler, yes.
Garth Reimer, Robert Smethurst, and Sam Wilder. Of course, an extension of law is the judiciary, and so we lost judges Robert Carr, mm-hmm. Sylvia Girton-Riley, Charles Huband. Of course, he was not only a lawyer and a judge, but also the leader of the Liberal Party in the late 1970s. And we also lost Ted Lismer. So, number of noteworthy names there.
Yes.
Next is M for media and literary. We lost Jerry Cairns, who was a news photographer. Paul Gresko, a journalist and author. Peter Herndorf, a noted media administrator, not just here in Manitoba, but nationally. Of course, a name that is familiar, I think, to many people in Manitoba, Lee Major, the broadcaster.
Especially here at CBC.
You betcha. Ernest Mayer, who was a noted photographer at the Winnipeg Art Gallery, and Murray Parker, another noted broadcaster.
Well, and I had heard about Lee Major, but I was unaware that Murray Parker passed this mm-hmm. year. My condolences. All right, next category.
Well, we're still going to stay in M this time, again, for medicine.
Okay.
And so we're talking in this case about Nurse Anne Callahan, Physician Stefan Carter, Surgeon Alan Downs, Medical Administrator Danny Kloss, Physician Gary Lindsay, and LGBTQ Health Advocate Dick Smith. And one more M for music. Three people here. We have Stu Clayton, who is the yodeling cowboy. We have Métis fiddler Clint Duchum, and of course we would be remiss if we didn't mention Chad Allen, a founding member of the Guess Who.
Just passed away last month.
Mm-hmm.
Correct. Okay, next category.
We jump on now to S for science, and we have nutritionist Vivian Bruce, horticulturalist Pat Healy, orchid specialist Lauren Heschka, leader of the Lake Winnipeg Research Consortium Al Christofferson, naturalist Bob Nero, and meteorologist Donald Smith.
And it looks like you have one more category here.
Again, staying with S, of course, sports. So in the sports world, we had hockey player Bob Kristol, world champion curler Lois Fowler. You know, and that's an interesting one because
yeah.
it was kind of off the radar. I didn't, in fact, learn about her passing until very recently. And, of course, very significant, you know, the world curling champion for a while.
Yes.
Legendary football coach Bud Grant,
mm-hmm.
Blue Bomber builder Earl Hebert, softball coach Ragenheider Holinsky, and, of course, hockey superstar Bobby Hull.
Yeah, a bit of a tear in my eye for Bobby Hull. Okay, so what can listeners do to suggest other people to add to this list if they're listening here?
Well, we are always open to recommendations of other memorable Manitobans, especially because we know the list is skewed by our experiences and backgrounds. You know, in total, the Memorable Manitobans comprises over 13,000 people. And for example, women, Indigenous people, and people of color are truly underrepresented in the collection. So if anyone knows of noteworthy people who passed away in 2023, or indeed of any year, please contact us. But I want to make clear, too, though, that it isn't just people who are praiseworthy. You know, the word memorable doesn't just mean good. It just means noteworthy. And so there's some real scoundrels in the Memorable Manitobans, too. You know, people like Ken Leishman, for example, you know, a bank robber. But we do think it's still worth keeping people like that in mind. You know, so we welcome all suggestions sent to me by email, gordon@mhs.mb.ca, or by phone. You can leave a phone message for me at the Manitoba Historical Society office, 204-947-0559.
That's great. That's a great way to end off 2023. So let's talk about the first Abandoned Manitoba segment of 2024. Give us a hint about next week.
Well, we're going to stay on the theme of losses, because not only did we lose a number of noteworthy people, we also lost a number of historic structures. Things like apartment blocks, schools, bridges, and more. By my count, at least 20 of them. And I'll talk about them next week.
Every time the wind blows, puts me back in Manitoba, many moons.